Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. Hey, hey, it's Megan Jean here. Another episode of the Empathic Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast. Yay! Oh my goodness. I really wanted to talk to you today about the little improvements and shifts and things that happen when you have an energy healing session or when you are seeking to raise your vibe and you're doing that. It's funny because we think, oh, energy healing, like, oh my gosh, I need this thing because, you know, that there's big things happening in my life. And look, to be honest, being a little bit more of an underground type of therapy, you know, compared to other things. I mean, I used to work in the beauty industry, so, you know, everyone and their dog would come in and have a facial or a massage or get their nails done and things. And why? Because you understand it, because you've seen it, because other friends have had it done. You know, there's no fear around it. But when we talk about energy healing, oh, look, I get it. People are like, what's that involve? What is it going to do? I don't understand it. And also, you know, you have a facial, you have a massage, you have your nails done, you know, you've got product on your skin, you've had oil on your body, you've had things massaged out of your, you know, knots massaged out of your muscles, or you've, you know, had your nails physically painted. You can walk away with that. Energy healing and clearings and the modalities are vast. Oh my goodness, like even just things that I have experienced myself, you know, Reiki, kinesiology, like traditional shamanistic type modalities. I've had readings that are incredibly healing. You know, sometimes you can't even say what's been done to you. As I'll say in today's episode, I talk about when I used to get regular kinesiology, and one day my husband was like, well, what actually happens? And I'm like, I don't know. Like we talk and then she like raises my arm up and down and oh my God, just, you know, she uses like a tuning fork and puts that near my ear and flicks things around. I don't know. So it's understandable that we don't quite understand what it is that we're in for. And then like what happens? Do we get this big light and we, you know, ascend into the heavens or something? Like, what happens? I really wanted today's episode to be something that highlights for you more or less like the everyday things that we get, that we are capable of afterwards, that occur when you have an energy healing session. Because like I'll speak about, I've experienced it firsthand and I facilitate these sessions now. Like I know it's a bit of shameless self-promotion in ways, but it's like I believe in this so heavily and I would experience all the ways that life got to be better afterwards. And so I really wanted to bring this to you today. I really wanted to describe these things, you know, what happens physically, what happens mentally, what happens around you in your environment, all of these different things. So please enjoy today's episode. And honestly, If you ever have any questions or whatever, I do urge you to follow me on my socials for sure, because we sort of probably go into these things, but also always reach out if you ever have any questions. But anyways, listen, learn, find out the subtle everyday things that will happen to you, the way life gets to improve around you, from the big right through to the mundane, when you have energy healing. Today's episode of the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast is brought to you by my crystal clear card reading sessions. It's a 45-minute experience to gain clarity and confirmations from your guides with oracle and tarot cards. Step out of the fog and experience crystal clear possibility. Know what's hidden. Explore what your heart is trying to tell you. It's for all of life's questions, specific or expansive. So book your loving, empowering, and healing session with me today via the Book Now section on my website at megangene.com, and we shall help you open up to the confirmations, the clarity, and expansion that your soul is yearning for, plus guide you through the energies that are available to you right now. Your time, your healing, your crystal clear session with Megan Jean. Book today. Hello, hello. How is everyone today, my beautiful empathic, intuitive, and heart-driven peeps? Okay, so today's episode, this topic, oh my gosh, I've been thinking about it for a few weeks now. And yeah, it's just got to come through because, I don't know, maybe I'm just making assumptions here, but the whole concept of having an energy healing or an energy clearing, as I always say, I'm sure you are my people, you are my peeps, you get it, but maybe you don't. Maybe you've never actually enjoyed the art of having energy cleared, blockages removed from your auric field, subconscious beliefs magically transmuted without you having to do too much. Sometimes you got to do a little bit of stuff yourself. Or just having the alignment of your chakras, removing any of that energetic weight that is stored within these energy centers, just opening you up to better clarity, mental well-being, physical well-being. You know, certain illnesses seem to evaporate sometimes when we have these clearings done. So, you know, I guess, am I making this up? You know, if you're someone that does it, you do it. It's like when you know, you know. And when you don't know, are you not in the club? But for others, they think, oh, you know, what's an energy clearing? How's it going to help me? I find with a lot of clients, they will come and most of the time they're like, I'm at a crossroad. And that is totally valid. Totally, because we all have those moments where you just think, I don't know why, but I need some help. I'm at a crossroad. I need some guidance. I need something done. Sometimes clients will come because a friend has recommended this experience and they're like, my gosh, you've got to have it. And that's good and not so good. It's good if you feel drawn to have a clearing or a healing. It's not so good if you're just like, oh, okay, I better go and do this, like whatever, you know. So you've got to feel aligned with seeking out something like this. But the
best way to obtain a healing, to seek out something, to make the action move, to get it all booked in and get it done. I find the best sessions, the best times for me personally, when I see clients, is because they say something to the effect of, oh my gosh, I don't know why, but I was just drawn. I was just drawn to have this. I was just drawn to you. And I just feel like I need this right now. Like, they're the best, because how great would that be, you know? And you may have had that before. Doesn't have to be in this space, but if you feel like, yes, I had to go and see that person, I really felt like I needed to go and get this thing checked, or, you know, in the case of our woo-woo type modalities, definitely. It's so good when you're just like, I don't know what it is that you have, but I think I need it. That will always be when your guides, when your spirit guide, your astral team are trying to get you to, you know, do something of significance. And, you know, for me, this is just a side note, but I find that, oh my gosh, 95% of clients, maybe more, maybe 100%. I'm, you know, too reluctant to go the whole hog. But most of the time, they are clients that have absolutely been through the things that I have, or they have, you know, things going on with the essences of things that I definitely specialize in, you know? So most of the time, there will come a point in sessions where I'm like, I know why you're here. I know why we've been paired energetically, because X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, oh my God. So for today's episode, like, I wanted to talk about the more, you know, mundane things that energy healing brings into our lives. And I'm not saying mundane because they're not good benefits. They're actually fabulous benefits, but they're probably just benefits that you wouldn't consider. Like I said, it's the person who is like, oh my God, I'm at a crossroad. Oh my God, I am desolate. They're the ones that take the action to book, to actually have a service. But what about just those everyday things that could be so much better for you if you had an energy healing or clearing? Like, what am I talking about? So I'm going to discuss sort of three facets of life that just gets better when we have an energy healing type service. I mean, obviously for me, that is literal, well, I'll say Reiki for the sake of wanting to categorize it. I do sound healing. I, you know, work over the chakras. I use crystals. I use organites. I use essences and aromatherapy. I kind of do a bit of everything, you know? But, you know, all kinds of energy healing modalities. And what I want to start with is telling you that I used to go and maybe sporadically get a session with a few of the people that I have around town. But there was one lady that I saw quite frequently. And this was back at a time just, and I cannot pinpoint it, if it was just before I started my first business, my shopfront business, or if it was, you know, just at the beginning. But, you know, I'd come to that point where obviously the spiritual awakening had begun. Oh my goodness, I can't even say it. And I sort of talk a little bit about that in last week's episode, Where Do I Begin? Where it all sort of began. So I'll pick up that story and sort of land us just at that point where, oh my goodness, opportunity for a business came up. What the hell? You know, ready to learn lots and lots more lessons. Little did I know, full energy behind me. And I don't know how I stumbled across this particular healer, but she was local in the area. I know she did kinesiology, but truthfully, I had no idea what that was. And I really, at the time, didn't really care to learn what that was. I just saw her. Maybe I saw some posts, can't even remember, but it was just this overwhelming thought of like, oh my God, I must reach out and get an appointment for whatever the hell it is that this woman does. So when that happens, like I mentioned earlier, that's very much your guides saying, come on, this is going to be good for you. So don't ever let those little niggles, those little reoccurring thoughts go to waste. If there is something, and I mean this in a general sense, it doesn't just have to be energy clearing, but if there is something that is pulling you in that direction constantly, oh gosh, even if it's fearful for you, like give it a go. Because there's going to be a greater reason that surfaces, maybe even with hindsight. But follow those breadcrumbs, as I always, always say. So, here I was seeking an appointment and yeah, oh my gosh, I ended up starting to go. I can look back, as I just said, with hindsight and go, you know what? I needed that so badly. Not only because it was the beginning of shifting ancestral stuff, you know, family type stuff, lots of inner child stuff, lots of limiting beliefs. Oh my God. Just, you know, picking off one little pebble at a time. It was crazy. But I was just in the throes of starting a business. And oh my gosh, if there is ever a time where you need your crap removed from your system, it is then. It's totally then. So it was instrumental in helping me get through these times, shifting this weight, letting go of the fear. And just, you know, through fear, that paralysis that you feel, you know, not being able to move, not being able to do anything. And you know, you can't have that, obviously, especially when you're starting out a business. But, you know, there's so many other reasons. There's so many other times in life where if only you could just get out of your own way, how much better could things be? Like, that's what I think. That's what I honestly believe. Having these sessions, having these healings and clearings was there to help me with. So I would go, and sometimes I really did feel stressed. I was so anxious. I mean, it's only in very, very recent times have I done enough healing to get to the point where I do not suffer with anxiety all the time, like every single week, all the time, no matter what. But back then, oh my gosh, that was a huge deal. Feeling grounded and capable and not just absolutely like, oh, you know what I'm talking about. If you suffer with anxiety, it's just like, oh my gosh, how much does it affect everything, right? So, back then, yeah, I'd go to these sessions, sometimes carrying that stuff with me, and sometimes not so much, but just knowing there was never a moment where I'd go to one of these sessions, which I, at the time, I swear I was booking them like monthly, if not 6 weekly, it was definitely in that time frame. And it seems weird to like rebook at the time, but it's like, know myself. I'm not someone that's not going to have something to work through. So put me in for regular sessions. That's what I felt. And I got addicted to it because of these everyday mundane things that just seemed to shift. Of course, the bigger things being shifted was great. reducing anxiety and getting rid of just that full body sick feeling all the time that comes with it. But knowing that when I left those sessions, all of the following happened, which I'll get into, it was just amazing. And, you know, when we shine a light on the things that are up in our life, even that in itself is such a big deal. Like a lot of my sessions, every single one of them really, always involves me sitting with the client and just saying, all right, give me a little bit of a download. And whether they understand the purpose of that or not, just getting things out of your brain, off your chest, and verbally, you know, verbalizing it. Sometimes we're so overwhelmed, we're in such a fog, and you can't even pinpoint what the problem is. But when someone is there listening to you and you can just blah, 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 it all out, there's a light shone upon what it is. And that in itself is healing, I promise you. It's not the same as just talking about it with your friend or, oh, maybe it is, but you know, like talking about it with your partner or whatever. Of course, that's always got a real healing side to it, but it's like to just have that session and talk to someone that's there to hold space. And, you know, they hold no fear for you. They're not involved in your life. It's magic. It really is. So anyways, I had these sessions all the time and it was so good. When you have an energy clearing, you actually feel like there's changes that need to be made afterwards across the board. The reason for this is because clearing the energetic clutter will automatically raise your vibe, raise your vibration. Now, I know I talk about the Abraham Hicks emotional scale, which has a lot to do with it. I'm pretty sure, oh my gosh, go all the way back to like episode 5 or something like that. I know, even though it doesn't sound like it would contain it, the episode was called Creativity Comes First, I'm pretty sure. Or something to that effect. Go back and listen to that because honestly, I talk about the emotional, like vibrational scale in that. And it's a big, your mind will be blown. It's crazy to think the emotions that we feel hold with it a vibration. And some of the emotions that you wouldn't even realize rank lower than others. Like, for example, I thought like anger and, you know, spitefulness and all these things would be like so low vibe. But it turns out they are nowhere near as low vibe as like guilt. And I remember when I learned that, I was like, oh my God. Back then, I was like, I feel guilty every single second of every single day. What is that doing for my life? What is that doing for my health? What is that doing for my ability to manifest great things? Like, oh my God. So definitely go and listen to that. But you know, our vibration, when you release this, almost think of it like tar or something grotty and gross, you know, like when you are cleaning up the auric field of this stuff and releasing these things, it's like taking away the weight balloons, and that's what makes you ascend. You're going up after that moment. So on a surface level, of course, you come out of an energy clearing. Sometimes, of course, I will admit, you come out immediately feeling drained, maybe a bit emotional, maybe a bit tired, but everyone always on the flip side says, I feel lighter, I feel more relaxed. We don't think about having an energy healing as a relaxing service. And trust me, I put my hand up, guys. I was a beauty therapist for over, like, it was pretty much 20 years, right? I know that a massage, I know that a facial does wonders for us. It does, because it's us saying yes to ourselves. It is us making time for ourselves, for our self-care. And on some level, of course, that is linked to our soul care. Of course it is. But it's like the relaxation you get from having an energy clearing is equal, plus you get this energetic stuff cleared. So it's like that feeling of having a spa treatment or whatever, like on steroids afterwards, because you're actually getting like more from it, more etheric benefit. So when our vibration is higher, and I've described it like this before, but I'm going to say it again if you haven't heard me say this before. It is like you go up in this elevator. If your life was a building and it was 10 stories high, and level one is your lowest vibrational level, and level 10 was your highest vibrational level, you would find at any one moment when you step off that elevator on any of the levels, 1 through to 10, you would step out at that first moment and everything looks the same. Everything. Doesn't matter if you're on level 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe you're on level 8, 9, and 10. But the difference is that everything around you from that moment that you step off at that vibrational level will mold and will change to match how you are in that moment, what number it is, what frequency. So when we raise our vibe, when you have energy clearing, or you are just committed to raising your vibe in all the millions of other ways that you can, you physically want to do better for yourself. You do. I mean, I find, you know, on a everyday level, like there was a time, I'll go there, I'll admit this, like there was a time and a lot through these times, these COVID times, like even since having children, oh my goodness, like, you know, mama needs her mama time. What time is it? Oh, 1 o'clock. Woohoo. You know, I said to a friend once, I'm like, oh my God, I drink more alcohol now. This is what I was saying at the time. I drink more alcohol now than I ever have in my whole life. However, I don't drink much. Like, I would say to myself, I don't even have much. Like, I might have a glass or two at max, you know, of an evening. But it's every evening. Pretty much nearly every single evening. There was a time where I would be lucky to have an alcohol-free day, like once in a week. If I did it once a week, I was like, oh my God, look at me, I'm so healthy. So, when I would have these clearings and these sessions for myself, that was one of those small things that actually isn't small at all, right? Because feeling sort of reliant on something to feel good. I mean, it was always just about relaxation. It wasn't anything else. It was just that sheer art of being like, yep, wine in glass, drinking that. Ah, now I can relax. It's not the end of the world, I know. But it is a low vibe type of solution to a problem, right? It is. I know. You could be DMing me now going, it's not a big deal. But it is. It's not the correct way to cope. So whenever I would have these sessions, I would just be like, I just don't even need the drink. I don't even need it. And of course, it wouldn't last forever. Of course, if I didn't commit to caring for myself and doing high vibe things and real like soul care, I'm always talking about soul care, guys, then of course we end up sort of going back down to the vibration that we were. But you just choose better for yourself physically. Certain things that seem like, you know, you're reliant upon, could be sugar, could be, you know, treats or things like that. You just don't need them. You don't crave them in the way that you did. And to me, that's amazing. You may even stop doing those sort of like addictive habits, like think, no, today I'm going to sit down and I'm going to actually read the book that I've been meaning to read for ages. But for whatever reason, just before I'm about to read it, I always start scrolling on my phone and then I don't read it. You know, these are moments which I actually find I'm better at calling myself out for these days. Like, do you find this to yourself? That just before you're about to do something that could be really good for you, that could be really helping you, like journaling for me, I can sometimes sit down with my journal and I can feel it bubbling inside. Like there is something that needs to go onto that page, that needs to be heard, that needs to be witnessed. Light shone upon it. And I'll scroll. I'll scroll for the next hour. I'll suddenly find every other thing to do. And I'm getting better at that. I'm better at going, uh-oh, this is me. This is my vibration that is trying to be like, no, 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 we're happy here. We're happy here. And I'm like, nah, uh-uh. So when you have an energy clearing, it's like you are slingshotting yourself into that vibration where you can call yourself out on your bullshit, but not in a way that feels shameful. Not in any way that you're like, oh God, you know, I've got to use all my willpower here. You're actually able to just do what needs to be done. And it's like a switch has been switched off. And you just do better for yourself. You may choose the better foods and enjoy them so much better. You may choose not to do any of the other things like alcohol or whatever it is, whatever your thing is. And you may actually choose to get the early night rather than be, you know, like I keep saying, scrolling for hours or whatever. Like, you know, those little subtle things that you physically do for yourself that just don't serve you. And I promise, just based on my own experiences, but knowing this from all the feedback that comes back, you choose better for yourself in those moments to do what's right for your body. Another thing which I laugh at, like I once had a client and they had received energy healing and then like they were also coming to my salon as well. So, you know, I was sort of doing a few bits and pieces at that point just before I closed my beauty business. And it was so funny. I mean, we were laughing at the fact that they were like, oh my gosh, I cleaned my house after having an energy session. And I was just like, oh yeah, okay, like you cleaned, that's cool. And they were just blown away because they were like, yeah, you know, I normally don't clean. Which I'm thinking, oh, okay, that makes sense. But in like a environmental sense, like I said, mundane doesn't seem like groundbreaking, but it is. When your energy is clear, when you have that ability to raise your vibe, you actually don't want to settle for, you know, anything that doesn't match. So I wasn't surprised. Like, she was laughing, I was laughing, but it's like, of course you would clean. Of course you would clean up your house. Like, you just look around and you just do it like a zombie. You do it like a woman possessed, probably. You just clean everything up. And it's because you do not vibe with that. You do not vibe with that anymore. Now, I'm not saying that any, you know, parents out there that are looking at their teenagers' filthy rooms at the moment are going, oh, great, like, get them an energy clearing and they'll clean their bloody rooms. That's not how it works. But as I said earlier as well, like, they've got to be someone that chooses to come for their own means. You can't just make someone go and have an energy clearing. But you just will not accept that things around you are not the way that they should be. And it actually, like, that whole, like, Marie Kondo, yeah, like, I've never watched her stuff, but I know everyone says, oh my God, it's so amazing. And it's true. Energetic weight, energetic clutter is held everywhere, peeps, everywhere. From the stuff that you've got lying around that's misplaced, right through to all the junk that you're holding onto that you just don't need anymore. I mean, quite often it's a telltale sign. If you've ever read the book Soul Modes by Carly Marie, I mean, I do have that in my online shop. It's a game changer book, just letting you know. Soul Modes, like, says, as I've spoken about many a times in this podcast, you know, you go through four different modes. And we always start off with mild mode. We go into bear mode, which is sort of our more quiet phase. And then we go into super mode and we tick things off the list and we get things done. And then we go into sparkle mode and we're all present. But that wild mode generally comes when you're restarting a cycle. And it generally comes because whatever you were working through in the last cycle of your modes has been shifted. Therefore, maybe your vibe is a bit higher. And you know you're in wild mode because you suddenly do that crazy clean out. Maybe you're like, oh my God, these drawers will not do anymore. And you clean out the drawers or you clean out your wardrobe or, you know, you're like, I need a new look. That's when we probably cut and dye our hair and go, oh my God, what the hell has possessed me? But it does have a similar effect on an everyday basis as to why we would not accept our surroundings anymore and want to make positive change. So, clearing out what's there and raising your vibration on a really weird level actually makes you want better for yourself around your home environment, you know, your work environment. You know, you want to do better for yourself in that regard. And then there's, I don't even know how to categorize this. Like, I put mentally down on my page. And this was probably the main reason that I was just addicted to going and have the energy clearing sessions, the kinesiology. You know, I didn't even know what was going on at the time. If anyone said to me, like, what would you get done? I'd be like, I don't know. We talk and then, you know, she raises my arm up and down and, you know, I smell things sometimes and other times she, you know, makes a sound in my ear or she touches my head and I see colors. I don't even know what this crap is, but it's so good. Like, the other reason that it's so good is because, yeah, mentally, I always say this to clients when they leave. You may feel emotional after today. You may feel like physically, sometimes there's things that the body needs to let go of. So, like, afterwards, it may not be the most pleasant experience if you need to wee a lot, or sometimes even, you know, like, I'm going to say it, but like, maybe things are happening a bit more quickly back there, you know, maybe you get diarrhea or, oh God, you know, that's not to turn anyone off. Like, sometimes you need the physical clearing of the body. Sometimes you will, you know, immediately feel like emotionally things need to come out. You may be a little bit more sensitive, have a bit of a cry. Who knows? You may be really tired. You may feel really wiped out. Who knows? And it can last for a couple of hours. It can last for a couple of days. But one of the things I got addicted to was then at some point, you just, like, the energy just switches on and you are energized in a way that you just have not felt in a long time. This kind of energy that cannot be replicated, you know, just by doing your general whatevers, like, it teleports you. And of course, it's because of the vibe lift, right? But it's like energy. And as a result, you feel like things are just easier to do. Stuff that has been plaguing your mind, cloudy, foggy stuff, like, I don't know what's going on. It is just clear, crystal clear. Oh, I know what the next action is that I need to take. It's like Harry Potter. I always say this. It's like that liquid luck that he has, you know, and then all of a sudden he knows where to go and he knows what corridor to be walking down. And he knows that if he can coax the professor down to, what's his name? Oh gosh, Hagrid. Hagrid's place. They're going to have this conversation after they have a few drinks and it's going to reveal what he needs to know. That is what it feels like after you've had your vibe raised and you've had a clearing done. So stuff that you've been procrastinating on suddenly doesn't feel so bad anymore and you just do it. Like if there's any conversations that you've needed to have, you know, phone calls that need to be made that you're like, oh God, I just could not. You just do it. And that was a big thing for me. You know, back when I did start my business, I think I just had a never-ending, like, shocked face going on. You know that famous painting, The Scream? Oh God, I can't even remember who painted it. It's very famous. If you Google it right now, The Scream, that is what I felt like every day. On the inside, maybe sometimes I physically look that way, but oh my gosh, just all the things that just come out of nowhere. And you know, you feel like that when you start, you become a parent, you feel like that when you start a new job in general, you know, those moments where you're just like, oh my God. So having this instant teleportation, these vibe lifts, these energy clearings, things just felt like I can do anything. This period of time afterwards, I am superwoman. I can get shit done. I am not getting overwhelmed. And that's the key. I think that's why it becomes such an amazing thing to do. Because for someone that suffers a lot and feels quite paralyzed by anxiety and things like that, it's like I get these moments afterwards where I don't feel burdened by that shit. And it's amazing. Now, here I am talking about energy clearing, and clearly I'm an advocate for it. In fact, I got to the point in my beauty career where I just felt like I know what it's like to have that, all of those things, feeling better, feeling energized, I'm not overwhelmed anymore, I'm making better choices for myself physically, I'm making better choices for myself, you know, in my surrounds, you know, even to the point where, like, you know, physically it's like I want to go for a walk. I want to do some exercise. Like, it just seems like the right thing to do. Like I said, Harry Potter's liquid luck. You just feel like you know what to do to make your life better. I got to that point in my beauty career where I thought, I need to help people achieve that. And I knew I had it in me. So, you know, that was fine. I just needed some tweaks and some fine tuning and a little bit of training and all of that. I knew I could do it. So that's why the side of, you know, doing the pampering and stuff, as I will never stop saying that that is not vital for us all to do. But I knew I could help people so much more on a such deeper level. I knew that a fleeting moment of having yourself pampered and feeling good and getting a massage or whatever it is, I mean, so good. It's part of the puzzle, but I could do more. I could do better. So that is what brought me to this moment where that is what I do. But I would also say that having your energy clearings done, because now I'm on the other side. I'm someone that's had it. I'm someone that does it for people. You know, by all means, yes, I'm going to throw in the shameless plug. If you need any help with that and you feel the pull and you feel the call, please do go to my website, meganjean.com. I do work online and in person, face to face, a couple of places around Melbourne where I perform these services as well. So please, if I can be that person to help you, it would be my absolute honor. But whether it's me, whether it's others, whether it's your chosen, whether you've got your team, I have my team. I've got my team of a few different healers that I like to see. Whoever I feel called to see, I will see. There is such magic as well in raising your vibe yourself as well. I mean, this is where your soul care every single day is so important. Shifting this energy yourself does have the same results, I promise you. I'm just being honest when I say that having an actual session with someone always made me feel like I could catapult myself to that state immediately. And I'm just one of those people that gets impatient. So that's, you know, a way to do it. But when you are constantly focusing on yourself, allowing things to come up, shifting your energy through meditation, through journaling, through doing that physical body movement, whatever that is, exercise, dancing, walking, through drinking plenty of water. I mean, there is such simple stuff that you can do. And quite often when we're low vibe, we don't feel like we should, we don't want to, we don't feel worthy. So I wrote a post about this, and I may have spoken about this even in the podcast already, but I wrote a post recently about soul care stacking. I did get it a little bit from Mel Robbins. I saw her say something about self-care stacking or, oh God, I don't know, something about that. But I was like, you know, if you actually pair certain things together, it just feels so much better to do. You know, like journaling, for example, here I am avoiding it like the plague when I know that I've got something that needs to come up. But, you know, knowing that writing it down will shift limiting beliefs. Writing and automatic writing is a way to enhance my intuition. It is a direct portal to my guides. It is something that will raise my vibration. Like, all of these reasons that are linked to this one simple task means that you may do it. Like, I know I've used the example publicly about, you know, going for a walk, but then you get to, you know, move your body, get fresh air into your lungs, be alone. As a mum with two young kids, that's important. Actually use it as something to perhaps open up the senses, experience my guides as I walk along, maybe even have that experience of connecting with other spirits, nature spirits, use it as an intuition enhancer, like all of these things. I mean, I could go on and on. it makes you go, actually, this is such a good practice and I want to do it. Because you're putting all of these extra energetic reasons to do it. So I'm not saying you can only experience this amazingness via having an energy healing yourself in whatever form that is. But it is a great way to catapult yourself to that higher vibrational state quicker. And working on your own is fine, but I will always advocate for having someone there to support you, especially when we just need that. And I think for me, being someone to put their hand up and say, I do need support, has been a hard thing, definitely in the past. But when I used to go and get that done regularly, not only have I described all the benefits that I felt, but I would honestly, like, I would make it happen. Eventually got to the point where it's like, even if I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to afford it this week or whatever, I would make it happen because that feeling is priceless. And especially when you suffer with that anxiety, you know, you do anything to get some sort of relief. And for someone that doubts themselves all the time, it was just so good to be like, wow, I actually don't doubt myself. I actually feel capable of achieving anything. So if you would like any more information about actually the process or whatever, please do follow my socials at Ms. Megan Jean on all social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and all of that. Because I'm surely always posting something about the process of having, you know, healings or readings or whatever. I know that when I have clients for the first time, they're normally like, oh my God, I'm a bit scared to have this done. And I'm like, seriously, do not worry. But I know what it's like, blindly going in with faith to something you don't even understand, just having this feeling like, I think it's going to help me. You know what? Those are the times where it really, really will. So always know that I'm available to help in whatever way. You can always contact me, DM me, whatever. But cannot speak more highly of how life-changing it is. And it doesn't even have to be like life-changing. But just little things you can do for yourself to raise your vibe and feel like you're being a better person. Someone who is capable. Someone who is worthy. I will never stop advocating for that and speaking about that and screaming that from the top of the hills for all that need to hear it. I have a feeling if you were listening to today's episode, maybe you did need to hear it. Energy clearing, raising your vibe, all of those things are just another example of you getting to know, love, and accept yourself. And as we know, when we know, love, and accept ourselves, we get to experience and embody the magic that is you.
I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath, Intuitive, Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as @MsMeganJean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.